From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that with occasional tempers flaring, the Greene County Legislature voted 9-5 November 7th to create a nonprofit local development corporation to secure state funding. The vote was needed for the county to use $850,000 in community development block grant funds by March 31, 2019. The program gives loans to local businesses. Voting for the measure were legislators William Lawrence and Henry Lennon, a Republican and Democrat from Cairo, New Baltimore Republican Patrick Linger, Catskill Democrat Adrian O'Connor Jr., Republican Charles Martinez from Coxsackie, Democrat Lori Torgensen from Windham, and Greenville Republican Kevin Lewis. Voting against were Catskill Republican Michael Bulich, Coxsackie Republicans Thomas Hobart and Kevin Lennon, and Athens Democrat Lee Palmatier. Hunter Democrat Larry Gardner was absent, which counts as a no vote. Previously, similar block grant programs have gone to Crossroads Brewery in Athens, the New York Zipline Adventure, and to help rebuild the Blackthorn Resort in Durham after part of it was destroyed by fire. Palmatier said, and I quote, "We're creating a powerful real estate development corporation, and we've made no case that we need one. If we made one, we should create one with specific purposes. It should only operate the loan fund, not buy properties," end quote. But Warren Hart, the county's tourism and economic development planning director, said the nonprofit corporation would not be that large. He said, and I quote, "If we develop one or two properties a year on top of handling the loans, that's a good year. I don't see us as property managers," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that several hundred protesters turned out to Representative John Faso's Kingston office November 8th to voice their concern that the president is obstructing justice by sacking Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Thousands of protests had been planned months ago around the country for the day after Donald Trump fired Sessions, and they were held at 5 p.m. in Albany, Kinderhook, Kingston, and other cities. Gardner resident Laura Wong Pan said, and I quote, "It's outrageous that Sessions was let go, and it's another example of obstruction of justice. It was timed as a retaliation for what happened in the election, and it just outraged me," end quote. Protesters have been gathering at Faso's Kingston office every Friday for 2 years, but this protest was the largest yet after Sessions was replaced by Matthew Whitaker, who has publicly criticized the Trump-Russia investigation. Faso told the newspaper he did not believe Whitaker needs to recuse himself on the matter. Faso said about Whitaker's previous statements on the issue, and I quote, "I don't think that would have a bearing on the matter one way or the other," end quote. Antonio Delgado, who beat Faso in the November 6 election to take over representing New York's 19th congressional district, did not agree to be interviewed but tweeted earlier in the day, and I quote, "The Attorney General and Department of Justice should always serve to protect our democracy and rule of law, not the interests of the president. Congress needs to pass bipartisan legislation to protect special counsel investigation led by Mueller from any outside or partisan interference," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential, the state attorney general-elect Latanya James announced November 8th that she's keeping acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood on as her Solicitor General. Underwood held that post from 2007 until May when she took over for Eric Schneiderman when he resigned as Attorney General. James said in a statement, and I quote, "Since May of this year, Barbara Underwood has carried the mantle serving New Yorkers as the state's top law enforcement officer. She's an exceptionally qualified attorney who has the experience and skills we need to continue taking on the greatest challenges facing our state. I am honored and proud to make this appointment and to have her serve alongside me," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that Durham Town Councilman Nick Nahas, 77, died November 3rd from complications from lymphoma. He is survived by his wife, Mary Lou Nahas. The couple have long been fixtures in Oak Hill, and a memorial service will be held at the Durham Oak Hill United Methodist Church at 10 a.m. November 24th, with a burial afterwards in the Oak Hill Cemetery. Nahas is asking for donations to the Oak Hill Preservation Association, which Nick Nahas founded, or the Durham Oak Hill United Methodist Church, or Kittens Angels, a pet rescue organization. The town board will appoint someone to fill the remainder of Nick Nahas's 4-year term, where he served since 2012. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.